Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Side, Open Mics, and hello everybody, and welcome to our program tonight, live on Inner Sight, program where you can call in and pick your own subject. You got to keep it clean. We don't want to have to throw you out. So, I heard today on the news that... Can you stop that noise on the phone, please?
No, it's upstairs. What does it sound
that
like?
That breathing noise, whatever it is.
That's me, I guess. I don't know.
All right.
Is it better?
I heard today that... I heard today that this guy, Sanchez, in Florida, are lining up the money people to run for governor, you know. So, you know, it shows you that when these guys want to do something or be something or, you know, change, not governor, president, and they want to advance themselves, they get the money people together, you know. Well, why don't they do that for us who are disabled, who are trying to build a better life? See, they'll do it for themselves, but they won't do it for the millions of people who are disabled and are trying to reach out, grab things that aren't there to promote a better life. That's the thing that needs to be dealt with. That's why we want the agencies mandated to raise money. Not one of these candidates that run for governor, president, or whatever use their own money. They reach out to people who are mandated and allowed by law to raise money for them. Now, that's the idea that should be employed with the disabled. You know, these agencies that are supposed to be there for us, they should be mandated to help a person. And, you know, we take one of the biggest examples of these nursing homes. They should be mandated. The agency should be mandated to help a person stay out of a nursing home, help them get a job, and let that person work for as long as they can. You know, maybe out of your own home, which becomes easier for most people, you know, especially when you get up in age. So you see, the principle and the idea is being used in other ways, but it's not being used to help us. These politicians, you know, and even if they don't become successful, they haven't lost any money because the money's been raised for them. The money's been provided for them to advertise and whatever. Now, none of that money, to my knowledge, is used or can be used to set examples. Oh, this is what I'm going to do if I'm elected. No, why don't they get a 1,000 people, for instance, an idea? Get 1,000 people at a nursing home, put them in their own home, mandate a law. Now, the governor of Florida, he could mandate a law in his state, even just to demonstrate, let's say. Let's say 1,000 people. He could mandate a law and get them into an apartment and get them the help they need. Now, you know, and get up there and say, well, I want to be president of this country. I think we're wasting a lot of money on these nursing homes. It's a factual thing that money is being wasted. Just look at the Able News in last month, this month's article.
Right.
So why doesn't he do that? Or any of the candidates, for that matter. He has the power on a state level to mandate and to say, I want to show what I'm going to attempt to do, you know, because maybe he won't be able to do it if he gets too many people against him, but at least he could say, part of the money that I'm raising because I want to be president of the United States is going to demonstrate what I want to do on a nationwide level. I'm going to get 1,000 people out of nursing homes, put them in their own apartment, and make sure that they're provided in part by the state and by the money that we've raised, because this money is being used to demonstrate how I'm going to perform when I'm president of this country. That's what he should do. That's what, if he wants to really help all the people, show it. Show it now. I bet you if he did that, he'd get millions of votes from the disabled community all over this country.
Yeah, there are a million of us, more than that.
So,
two.
So there you have it. There you have an idea. You know.
Yeah.
It would take a miracle to make it happen, because most of these people don't even think about us.
That's right.
They don't give a damn about us. And in fact, to go a step further, a lot of them hate us. There's a hate
That's
thing
true.
Going on here.
Yeah.
So we are left out. Now, we have the potential, as we said before, of these agencies who could raise the money to do something like that. But they're not mandated. There's no law to make them raise the money, or to instruct them to raise the money. And you use the nursing homes as an example. It could work with all other things, accessibility. It could work with service dogs. We're going to take 1,000 people who don't want to deal with these schools because of what happened to Milton.
Oh yeah.
And we're going to put the money in an account, and they can get the dog trained on their own. This is one of the ways that I'm going to perform if I'm elected president. You see how that works?
Oh, yeah.
In other words, you're showing now what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and nobody knows what the future holds, because with the system, if they don't get the right support, they can't pen a bill. You know, you got to have, it's got to be on Republican and Democrat, to my knowledge. You got to have both sides.
Yeah, bipartisan.
Yeah. So there's an idea that Inner Sight likes. We'd like to see that. Now, I don't think that's ever been done before, to my knowledge. You know, it's never been created in that way. They just raise the money and they use it to get up there and buy ads on the television. Well, can you imagine an ad on the media?
Yeah, right.
We took 1,000 people and we got them at a nursing home. And look at all the money we're saving the taxpayers just by that 1,000 people. You know, put the figure up there, whatever it is. And this is what yours truly is going to do. One of the things I'm going to do, if elected president, we're going to expand this and do it on a nationwide, you know, that would make a great public relations ad for a candidate. I think it would be a great ad to show off something like that, and then have some of the people even, you know, speak. Oh, I'm grateful to whoever it was, you know, got me out of that nursing home. I got my own apartment. I got the help I need. You know what I mean? That kind of a witness.
Yeah, exactly.
And that could be billed as just one thing that they're going to do, and showing their good intentions. Well, there you have it, folks. We need to be more creative in this country, and we need to pay more attention to people who need help. You know, not only would that help people in nursing homes, but also it overflows to help people who need housing. You got housing for 1,000 people, and you're demonstrating how you want to do this on a nationwide basis. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Inner Sight, open mic, and when we come back, we'll open up the phones. Well, let me tell you about the day for Milton was a big success.
It was.
And we're very happy that people came, people participated, people brought their dogs, all the people that helped, all the publications and individuals. I want to thank Shelby's Kitchen. It was very hard for Tom, the owner, to get through this whole thing. His best friend passed away through the whole thing. And he was still there and still got the whole thing together, including the food. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. If you need catering, they're in Bellport, New York. Give them a call. All right. Brought to you by the Inner Sight, or I should say Third Eye Insight, Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464. Learn how to protect yourself, stay in shape. Insight, Third Eye Insight. And yes, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And once again, I want to thank Jesse for her donation. You can go right on our website, innersight.info, and make a donation if you believe in what we're doing. We're doing it for everyone. Not just for the disabled or the elderly. We're going to do a show Wednesday and Thursday on how the Inner Sight idea stands to help everyone, like an insurance policy. So we'll go over that Wednesday and Thursday. Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And please remember prayers for Kennedy's sister and his wife, hoping that these doctors will wake up and employ some of the natural organic substances that help to fight and get rid of cancer. The help is within the body. We'll talk about that in a little while.
Yeah.
All right. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Nobody Starved on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, and medical when they're able to do it. And speaking of dog food, I want to thank the Big East, the Keto Rescue, sent me about a dozen cases of food today.
Nice.
Thank you so much. Joanne Diamond, who loved my dog, and we love her for it. Big East, the Keto Rescue at Verizon.net. Check them out. And we're grateful for the rescues and all the rescues, and especially for the Akita rescue. Everybody was very much in awe of my dog at the Day for Milton. They never saw an Akita guide dog before. How many people came up to me and told me that? Well, it's just another ploy where the agencies perpetrated a lie when they said the Akita can't be a guide dog. That's not true.
That's right.
You know, and the whole thing follows a pattern of lying. We've caught them in many lies, and there'll be many more. All right, Inner Sight and Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, who really worked hard for the Day for Milton. We thank them. Jose Delgado, Jill, Brianna, the assistant director, and the women, the girls on women, girls on the switchboard, Judy and Vanessa. Thank you so much for keeping up with the emails and everything else that we had to do to get the word out on the Day for Milton. All right, Inner Sight, and let's see, Sweet Pepper Treat will be here in a little bit. So got a couple of good songs to play. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. This is open mic. 213-816-1650 if you want to dial in. Remember all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avancio Quindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the youngsters that have perished at the hands of evildoers. Inner Sight remembers. Go an extra mile for a child. All right. And if you have a dog that you believe will make a good service dog and you want to have your dog certified, or if you're trying to train your dog, give us a call. We'd be happy to help you check the dog out. Inner Sight, 631-224-3090. Go to the website. There's a lot of good information up there how to train your service dog on your own. Innersight.info. That's all you need. Innersight.info. All right, let's see. Around the world, open mic. And I believe we have Pepper on the line.
We have Pepper. We have Love Drop Suey and Lorraine.
All right, let's get
Hot
Pepper
Ford
in here.
Oh, okay.
Sweet
she
Pepper
comes.
Treat. On Inner
well,
Sight.
Well, howdy, y'all.
Hi.
Hey,
how you
welcome
doing?
Back.
Well, thank you. I've been
yeah,
on
yeah,
vacation, and I enjoyed it.
Well, we had a nice time. You went down to, I heard you went down to Dolly Parton land. Right?
Take it right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
you went, did you,
Pigeon Forge, well, Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah. Did you get to meet Dolly down there?
No, dadgummit, no. But you know what? I heard that she's supposed to be there this week. This week, she's supposed to be there in person.
This
oh.
week?
Yep. Yep, this week.
Oh, she's going to come down and greet her fans, huh?
I reckon.
Yeah. You know, you never know. Yeah. You never know where these celebrities are going to wind up, you know. They,
no,
they
you don't.
Yeah.
They
could be anywhere.
They go
everywhere. All right, on a site. Yeah. Dolly played a movie with a guy who, I never met Burt Reynolds, but a friend of mine knew him very well. In fact, he trained his dog. Captain Haggerty trained Reynolds' dog, and Burt was a big dog lover. And they were, him and Haggerty were in a movie together. So he trained Burt Reynolds' dog.
Yeah,
that's the closest I ever got to Dolly. All right, Inner Sight. Now, what do you got? You're gonna play a.
I got a couple of good ones tonight. They're actually a couple of my favorites. Clay Walker, his song is "What's It to You." That's what I'm gonna do right now. If y'all are ready.
Yeah, we're ready.
You're ready.
I'm ready. Okay, gonna let her rip.
All right, here we go.
Oh, shit, I hit the wrong button.
What's the title of that again?
What's It to You?
What's It to You? Correct me if I'm wrong, Pepper, but that song is about a guy who finds another girl, you know, a girlfriend, and the former girlfriend is all pissed off about it, and he says, "What's it to you?" Is that it? Is that what it's about?
He's
saying, "Oh, crap." Huh?
I said, yeah, "Oh,
right?
Crap." Yeah. Well, he's asking her, I know what love is, but what's it to you?
Oh, okay. I know what love is, but what's it to you? I get it. So it's a little different.
Right.
All right. Now, who was that again? What was the artist's name?
Clay Walker.
Clay Walker.
Clay Walker.
I know what love is, but what's it to you?
Mm-hmm.
He's saying he knows what love is. What is it, in other words, what does it mean to you?
Right.
That's the meaning of it. All right.
You know what that reminds
me of,
though, Mike? I'm sorry.
It could be a double meaning, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Could be, you know, what's it to you? You know, that kind of attitude. I know what love is. Don't tell me what it is.
Right.
More than one interpretation, you know. All right, Innocent, what's the next one? You got another one?
I sure do. And it is, I was going to do third-rate romance, but I've lost it.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to do
Wait a minute. You mean you had a third-rate romance and you lost it?
I had third-rate romance pulled up 30.
Well, be happy, because at least it wasn't the first-rate romance.
Right.
You lost.
All right, I think I got it, and I think I'm ready.
The first rate would be worse.
Okay. So.
All right. So what do we got?
It's Mark Chestnut. No, Sammy Kershaw.
Oh, Kershaw. Oh, you found it.
I did. I found it.
The third rate romance.
I sure did. All right.
You lost your third rate romance, and now you found it. Only one night.
All right. Are y'all ready?
Kershaw, we're ready.
Okay,
let it go.
Give it in.
Here we go. Sammy Kershaw.
She kept saying, I've never really done this kind of thing before. And
Gotta see the video for that. Because
oh, yeah?
She takes his money and runs.
Oh no.
Yeah. Third rate romance.
All right. There's a lot of girls and guys gonna be mad at us for that, but that's all right. Yeah. So listen, Kershaw now, what does he look like? You ever see what he looks like?
Sammy Kershaw?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
Good-looking guy?
Yeah, he's
so
a good-looking fella.
You wouldn't mind having a third-rate romance with him, would you?
Now, dadgummit.
No, baby, I'm a first-rate girl.
Dadgummit. I better be
the
first and the only.
All right, listen, you're going to come back Friday night?
I'll be here, darling. I'll be right here.
You're going to get some funny stuff to play? We're going to get the follies, you know.
Yep, I will. I'll have something. I'll pull something up.
All right. We're going to try to get Jimmy Dinigan to sing Friday night.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I mean, he had a terrible voice, but when he started singing, he wouldn't stop, you know. You couldn't shut him up, you know. Anyway, listen, thanks a lot, Peppy. You were great, man. We love you, and we look forward to being with you Friday night on the end of the night. Frolic.
All righty. I'll be here. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, y'all.
Hey, Lorraine, you there?
Yeah,
we
you have a good one.
Pepper?
Hold on. I got to let her on. Okay, ready.
But she was on.
No, yeah. You told me only to put Pepper
hey, Lorraine.
On. So I did what you told me. Lorraine's on now.
Hey, Lorraine.
Lorraine,
hello.
Lorraine,
how
hi.
How you doing?
Good, how
darling.
Are you?
Good, I'm glad everyone's doing fine. So
yeah, can we get a big hand for Pepper? And her third-rate romance, Kershaw. There you are. All right. In a sight.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much, honey. You were great.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
All
yeah,
right.
Okay.
Open mic.
All right.
And in a sight. And I was watching the video on YouTube. You know, they put these videos on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you can't see them. Okay, they put it on and it's like the thing is blank. You know, it's something that you can't read it. You can't read it, but then after they advertise whatever it is, they tell you to push the button on the bottom to find out how to help yourself, you know. They're talking about, this one video was about health and how there's a new thing that people can do for the prostate when they have a urine problem and all that stuff. But you can't read it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they make it so that you have to read this thing, you know. And while the guy's talking, you can't employ what they call this theory. You know, you won't read it when somebody is talking. You know, and if you go to the video, I don't know if she'll read it then. I got to try that. But it should be, my point is, it should be more accessible.
Oh yeah.
The guy who is telling you about the breakthrough without drugs should, that the whatever it is, whatever point he wants to bring out, should be right there with him. Why doesn't he doesn't continue? He wants you to click on another video, which I suspect has something to do with money.
Oh yeah.
So, but you got to pay for this thing.
Sometimes they're expensive, Frank. Very expensive.
Yeah. Can you please stop cutting in? You're the engineer. Can you get that in your head?
Mm-hmm.
Please. You know, and you have to try to figure this thing out, and it should be right there. The material should be right there after the advertiser is telling you about this medical breakthrough. There's a lot of them on there. A lot of different ones. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and you know, one of the worst things that's going on in this country, when you go to a doctor and they refuse to recognize that the human body can heal itself, and they refuse to explore that, they refuse to have someone in their office, you know, and it's all about money, someone in their office who can help you with that, you know, another doctor who knows about that, who's been through it. So to me, that's what's needed. I had a friend of mine had trouble with his blood pressure, right? He went to the doctor, he got some pills, and then he went back to his doctor, and his doctor told him, don't take those. Those are no good for blood pressure. They're good for something else, irregular heartbeat or something, you know. Which, by the way, a lot of people have irregular heartbeat. It's caused from the stomach by gas. You know, you got to solve your digestion problem. So these doctors are not helping people the way they should be because they're not acknowledging the different types of healing that can be used to help someone. There was a chiropractor on the YouTube tonight talking about how certain foods inflame the joints and contribute and cause arthritis. You know, and of course some people have it worse than others, and they should be eliminating these five different foods from their diet, you know. Now, I don't know what they are because I couldn't read the damn thing. I mean, I can guess what they are, but point is these doctors should be doing a lot more to help someone and to acknowledge the different types of healing that has been there for centuries. And been used for centuries. You know, back in the 1600s, the church condemned women all over this country because the women believed in herbal remedies and cures and talked to animals and all that. The church condemned that. They condemned it. You know why? Because they didn't want the women to give people medicinal help. It took away from the church. You know, people used to go to church to pray and all that and get help and all that. And the women came along and said, hey, take this. You know, garlic was one of the biggest things, of course. And it helped people. And the church looked down on these women again, for money. You know, because when people went to church, what do? They put money in the basket, right? So now you had less people going to church because they were getting help with their problems from the herbs and the other things that women were promoting. So it's been going on for centuries, and it's still going on with the drugs today. They want to promote the drug. I heard that Pfizer is getting together with some other company to promote some kind of a vaccination that you only have to take once every couple of years. Well, you can imagine what the side effect is of that. You know, if it's being promoted and made by a drug company, I wouldn't trust it. All right, Inner Sight. You got to become your own doctor. Educate yourself.
Frank,
a lot of good things.
Do you have a caller?
Right in the body. All right, who's on the line?
Love Drops Louie.
All right, we got Louie on the line. Louie the Lip, live on Inner Sight. And here he is.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. Ho. Hey, you remember, hey, Lou, you remember Red Button? Red Button.
Yeah.
Remember him?
I think so. I'm way back.
Yeah, he used to go, ho, hut, hut, ho, ho, hut. Strange things are happening. Remember that?
Yep.
He used to dance, and he'd hold his hand up, and he was a little guy, about 5 feet tall.
You know? Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it was funny, and then he would tell a bunch of jokes, you know, and then in between the jokes, he'd go, hut. Oh, strange things are happening, you know.
Yeah, strange things have happened. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Hey, you remember at the I think it was in Las Vegas. Remember the Rat Pack?
Yes, I sure do.
Yeah, who was in the Rat Pack?
Joey Bishop.
Yeah.
Dean Martin.
That's it.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yeah.
And
cool.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's it. So one night, they're playing, I think it was Vegas. I don't know where it was. And they wanted to get the audience attention, you know.
Yep.
So Dean Martin comes out. And he's carrying Sammy Davis. You know, Sammy Davis was only 4'11". He was a little guy, you know. Dean Martin's walking across the stage.
Yeah.
Carrying Sammy Davis.
Yeah, carrying Sammy Davis. Yes, we.
Yeah, yeah. And he says to the audience, he says, well, look at what the NAACP sent us, a trophy.
Right,
I'm
getting my trophy
right
here.
Yeah, and Sammy says, put me down.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Suzanne. I'm marching to the Rat Pack while I'm Frank Perino's Inner Sight.
That's it. The Rat Pack. They were something.
Is that you, Suzanne, I heard through the phone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Louie.
Hey, Louie.
How you doing? I like that lady. What's her name? Pepper Tree?
Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah,
too.
Pepper, yeah.
What's her full name?
Cool. Yeah, Sweet Pepper Tree.
Frank knows that.
Sweet Pepper Tree?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's her name? That's
Louie,
what we're calling.
I'm not allowed to really talk on air. I'm sorry.
Sweet Pepper Tree.
Okay. I know. I heard on the line was a nice lady did country music.
Yeah, yeah. So listen, Friday night we're going to have a lot of fun, see. Jimmy Ginnigan is going to sing. And Louie's going to be here.
Yeah, I'm going to do my voice of Rosanna Dana. Entertaining Suzanne. I got practice for that.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And we're gonna have we're gonna do a takeoff on some of the old commercials.
Yeah.
You know, remember some of the old commercials?
Oh, old commercials?
Yeah, like some of the old car commercials, cigarettes.
Yeah,
you
can find it. Find it on the internet.
Yeah.
On the video,
remember
on the internet, you can find the classic commercials.
Yeah. Remember the old bubblegum commercials?
Yeah.
Please.
And people used to blow bubbles, and it was funny, wasn't it?
Bazooka or double bubble?
Yeah. The gum would get plastered all over your face.
Oh, you're talking about does your chewy gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? And your mother says don't chew it, though. You swallow it and it spikes. And touch it on your nostrils. You hear the method, right? Does your chewy gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
That's disgusting. Hey, did you ever do that, Luke? You ever put the bubblegum on the bedpost?
Yeah, that's a song by Lonnie
Dunnigan. Oh, I know. Who's Lonnie Dunnigan? I never heard of him.
That's a one-hit wonder. Does your chewy gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? It's a novelty song.
One-hit wonder. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, a lot of these guys survive on one hit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's right.
But... yeah, they make a living. They make one record and it sells like a couple of million copies, and they stick with that one hit. You know, they come out in a show and they do three or four songs, five songs, then they'll do the one big hit.
Yep.
And they go home. They make about $15,000.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good song
by
Lonnie Duncan, a one hit wonder. Does your chewy gum lose its flavor by the bedpost overnight? That's in the top 10 hit.
Yeah, I never heard that song before.
Wish I could play it for you.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll get it. Maybe we can get Pepper to play it.
Yeah.
See if we can.
Hey, Susan,
I
love you. Hey, Susan, well, I'm having a lot of fun this Friday at Rosanna Dana and entertaining, make everybody laugh.
Yeah.
It's like Ed Norton, you know, when he said, I have no excuse down the sewer. I should have come up with a few members.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm going to have fun. Why don't we say a few words for Friday?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Hey, you ready, Suzanne? Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pepper Treat, all over Louisville Love Drops, or Rosanna Dana. Make sure you turn on that radio from 8 to 9 o'clock p.m. on Block Talk Radio, on InterSight, the Follics. I'm going to have a lot of good time with Louis Rivera, and I'm going to do an imitation of Rosanna Dana, Pepper Treat. I want to do Pat Cooper and Jerry Lewis and the Tickle Feather. I'm going to have a lot of big fun in the bathroom.
You're going to put pickles on the feather?
No, Tickle Feather.
All right. Friday night.
Make the tickle the ladies fancy.
All right, Lou, we'll look for you Friday night. Don't forget.
Okay. Hey, Suzanne, I love you.
Thank you.
Love you, too. We love you.
Okay,
right,
where's Lorraine?
Lorenzo.
Hey, Lorraine, you there?
Yes.
Lorraine, I'll call you guys on Friday, and I want to hear Pepper Street. I got to hear her country music.
Yeah. Let's give Louie a big hand, Lorraine. Please. Here we go. Louie the Lip. All right. And Inner Sight open mic. Don't forget tomorrow night, tomorrow, 6:30. What time is 6:30? Isn't that when your show is on, Lorraine? Lorraine?
Yes.
Are you there?
I'm here. I'm right here.
Tomorrow night, 6:30. Give them the info on your show.
Okay. It's called 21 and Up Chill Lounge on Blog Talk Radio from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. And I'm going to add another edition next week. It's called Lift Him Up. It's a spiritual program, an inspiration program. So, there you go.
What's the call-in number?
The call-in number is 319-527-6201, 319-527-6201.
All right. You ought to send out a tweet on that. You know, tweet it. Let people know that it's on, you know. Get more
and
listeners.
And then coming sometime in June, I'm going to add another hour. It's going to be from 7 to 8. That's
right.
What I'm looking at. Mm-hmm. I'm going to change it to 7 to 8.
How's the show going? You like it?
I love it. I had a good time on Saturday. It went fairly well. Even better, it's getting there.
All right, you know, the more you do it, the more you're going to get used to it and get into it and realize, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
More creative.
Next Thursday, we're going to be starting the Q&A, questions and answers. It's around the table discussion of we're going to pick a topic and we're going to speak on that topic. Everybody gets an opinion. You're going to get a man's point of view and a woman's point of view of it. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. So it's about...
Sounds like it's coming along.
Yes, and then...
I want to thank... Who's your engineer? What's the name? Jay?
Jason. Yeah, he's my engineer. Yes. Uh-huh.
All right.
And then if all goes well, I'm going to have Savannah's time. She's 18, so she's going to be speaking to kids her age and up.
That's a good
one. Mm-hmm. They can discuss.
Get the younger people involved, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to call in. I'm only 18 myself, you know.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm looking for a girlfriend who's 16. Anyone interested? You got to make sure you got an ID though. I don't want no fooling around with this.
Hey guys, I'll call you Friday.
I want a girl with a Braille ID. All right, in the sight. Yeah, thanks, Lou. Can we clear the rain on, but can we clear the board, please? Inner Sight around the world. And once again, I want to thank everyone for the day from Milton with a great, great success last Friday. And we really did a great service for Michelle Cooper, who was Milton's mommy, if you will. And, you know, it was her birthday. last Friday, and I went up to her after we were winding down, and I put my arm around her. I said, "Sister, we did it," you know. And she was very happy that we gave her that day, that we honored Milton and brought her friends in and all who loved Milton and who understood what he was and what he meant. So that was a great, great thing that we did for Shell and Tom and everyone else who was looking for a little bit of closure on Milton. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, got a few minutes, 213-816-1650, if you got a quick comment to make even about anything you want. Upcoming election, November, presidential election, it's only a few months away. We need to get somebody who's going to pay attention to us, who's going to change this system. If the president or the person running doesn't do anything to change this system, they're no damn good. We don't need them, because it's not just for us. It's for the millions that are coming up after us, too. You know, and the system's only going to get worse unless we do something about it. And the agencies are going to love it because we're going to give them a good way to raise money. Now, we did the thing for Milton. We didn't ask people for a dime, and they donated.
That's true.
It wasn't about money. It was about awareness. Why don't the damn government do the same thing with the agencies? You know, the same idea. So we showed, we proved that our way can work. And it's time to do it on a nationwide basis. Start slow and build it up, because nobody deserve to go to a damn nursing home. And everybody deserves to have an equal opportunity at a job, be it at home or out of the home. Total accessibility. There should be enforcement on it. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Nursing Home Show. Be with us. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight number 631-224-3090. I want to thank Lorraine, Louie, all our callers, listeners, Suzanne, engineer.
You're
engineer,
welcome.
And everybody who believes in Inner Sight. Because Inner Sight is for everybody. It's not just for us. It's for millions and millions of people that are coming after us. And you ask them, I guarantee you, 99% will say, no, I don't want to go to a nursing home. I want to stay in my own home. And that's only one part of the puzzle. All right, thank you so much for listening. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight forever. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.
Have a great evening, you all. You too.